Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Mark 5:19, go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you. The most powerful testimony of all is a life that can't be explained without God. People may dispute your theology, but your testimony, that's something else. Six different times, Paul stood before hostile audiences, and each time he gave his personal testimony. No arguing, no debating, just his story. Dr. David Yonggi Cho built the world's largest church in South Korea, 1 million members. He was won to Christ by a lady he met only once. She shared her testimony, moved on, and Cho, a former Buddhist, never found her again. Your testimony is an awesome thing, especially when it's backed by a consistent lifestyle. People who won't listen to others will listen to you, relate to you, and respond to you if you share your story. And when you do, keep in mind four things. Number one, be interesting. Give them the short version and avoid cliches. Jesus is exciting. He came to bring life more abundantly. Number two, be specific. Talk about, firstly, how it used to be, then how you met Jesus, and then how it is now. Number three, be honest. Don't say all your problems would disappear when you become a Christian. The Christian life is a battlefield, not a playing field. Let people know you still have struggles, but something important has changed. You're no longer alone. From 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And number four, be warm. Don't try to arm wrestle them into the kingdom. Be gracious. Sow the seed and leave the harvest to God. Now, go tell them how much the Lord has done for you. That's great counsel on sharing your testimony from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.